listener production.
Hey, it's Rosie O'Brien. Motorists are being told to prepare for delays this Easter long weekend. Adam Florey from the Queensland Ambulance Service says there will be an influx of people making their way to both Brisbane and the Gold Coast.
We're going to see a lot of congestion on the highway. Want people just to plan their trips. When there's a lot of people on the road, the risk of having car accidents is actually quite high. So let's plan our trips, stay calm and be safe.
Fire investigators have been called to take a closer look at a couple of blazes across the southeast today, one of them being a massive factory fire in Cressmead. It took more than 60 firefighters to bring it under control. The International Olympic Committee is very happy with all the briefings they've received on the Brisbane 2032 Games. That includes the state government's move to scale back some of the investment and plans for facilities. Concerned about the recent spate of festival cancellations? Well, you're not alone. Parliament is forming an inquiry to understand the challenges facing Australia's live music industry. In a significant trade development, China has announced it will lift punitive tariffs on Australian wine exports. This follows a five-month review process prompted by Australia, pausing a World Trade Organization dispute. It's expected to boost the Aussie wine industry, which once enjoyed $1 billion annual trade with China. And multiple petitions have been launched calling on the Environment Department to reunite a Gold Coast Staffy and Magpie duo, Peggy and Molly, after Molly was surrendered to authorities over allegations the magpie was kept unlawfully.